From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bullknobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Good evening, friends. This is Jamie Hagee along with Mike Patrick, and we want to welcome you to Grand Country Rewind.
Hey, that's right. Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to 1 hour of the best in classic country music. Hey, it's going to be a great hour of really good music tonight.
We report, you decide. I hope I don't get sued over that. Tonight's lineup includes Merle Haggard, Kentucky Headhunters, Oak Ridge Boys, Dolly Parton, Melody Hart, and a gospel song from our very own New South.
And our featured artist this week, man, I love this guy, Jerry Reed.
Absolutely.
Very talented.
This week's Vintage Branson Moment features the fifth show to start in Branson, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown.
Tonight, though, we kick off the show with one of the kings of country music, undoubtedly one of the kings of country music, Merle Haggard.
This song came out in 1974, of course, went to number one for him.
This is one of Aunt Lois's favorite songs.
Oh.
We'll dedicate this to Aunt Lois tonight. Here's Merle Haggard with The Old Man from the Mountain.
The old man from the mountain's coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountain's coming home. I've been working in a sawmill, I'm all uptight and tense. I got wind that someone's been digging under my back fence. Thought I'd better call you, let you know today that the old man from the mountain's on his way. Yeah, the old man from the mountain's coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountain's coming home. Wind it up now. My dang cool head off, all for a dollar bill. Now I need a bunch of good loving, so I'm coming down the hill. Don't want no friendly Henrys warming up my bed. And the old man from the mountains means what he said. Yeah, the old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, be there alone. For the old man from the mountains coming home. One more time. The old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, better be there alone. For the old man from the mountains coming home.
I wanna rip
From their 1993 album, Rave On, that was the Kentucky Headhunters with Redneck Girl.
We have to take a couple of minutes to pay a big old stack of bills here, but you'll want to stay with us for our next segment. Coming up, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which is Jerry Reed.
Yeah, it'll all be right here next on Grand Country Rewind.
Grand Country is the place for family fun, and our all-inclusive package has it all. Lodging at Grand Country, Splash Country water park passes, unlimited meals and beverages, family passes to all of our shows, unlimited mini golf, Silver Dollar City tickets, and a family pass to Dixie Stampede. Call 888-514-1088 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Glenn's Frozen Custard has been serving delicious frozen custard in Branson for years. Made fresh all day, this tasty treat is simply the finest frozen dessert available today. Glenn's Frozen Custard is the greatest ice cream you've ever tasted, only better. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bone. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friend a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You let my friend go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing. Try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you?
from 1971, a song written and recorded by Jerry Reed. Boy, it's a big number one hit song, When You're Hot, You're Hot.
Mm-hmm. Nobody did that like the Ball Knobbers either.
We were just talking about that. There used to be a comedy routine on that, and man, it'd have you in tears.
Sure would. Welcome back, by the way, to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We'll give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest songs. And this week, if you haven't guessed it, is Jerry Reed.
Yeah. Jerry Reed Hubbard, known professionally as Jerry Reed, was born on March 20th, 1937, in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the second child for Robert and Cynthia Hubbard. Jerry's father left shortly after his birth. When he was 8 years old, his mother paid $7 for his first guitar and showed him how to play a G chord.
That was a good investment right there. By high school, Jerry was already writing and singing. By 18, he was signed by publisher and record producer Bill Lowry. His first record was titled If the Good Lord's Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise. In 1959, Jerry married Priscilla Mitchell, and they eventually had two daughters together. Jerry served 2 years in the United States Army before moving back to Nashville in 1961 to continue his music career.
In 1967, Jerry had his biggest chart topper with the self-penned song Guitar Man. The song was also covered by Elvis soon after. Jerry's next single was titled Tupelo Mississippi Flash, which was a comical tribute to Elvis and was Jerry's first top 20 hit, hitting number 15 on the chart.
In 1971, Jerry had his biggest chart-topping hit with When You're Hot, You're Hot. Throughout the 70s, Jerry had an acting career along with his recording career. Jerry was even featured in an animated form in an episode of Hanna-Barbera's The New Scooby-Doo Movies. I think I remember that.
Yeah, it's cool.
The episode was called The Phantom of Country Music Hall. Jerry sang and played the song Pretty Merry Sunlight throughout the episode as Scooby and the gang search for Jerry's missing guitar.
Oh, those meddling kids. Jerry also starred with his close friend Burt Reynolds in WW and the Dixie Dance Kings. That's a good movie. Mel Tillis was in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get a copy of that. He also co-starred in all three Smokey and the Bandit films, made two guest appearances on the sitcom Alice, and hosted a TV variety show called The Jerry Reed Show, as well as the Adam Sandler film The Waterboy in 1998.
He was great in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Reed was officially inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame by Bobby Bear on October 24th, 2017. Unfortunately, after a very successful music and acting career, Jerry died on September 1st, 2008 in Nashville from complications with emphysema. He was 71.
Great career. We're going to play a couple songs from our featured star, and of course we start with my pick from 1977, and this was the featured song from the Smokey and the Bandit soundtrack, Eastbound and Down.
They wore out those records that summer. I remember that. Following that, you'll hear my pick, She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft, reaching number one and staying there for 2 weeks back in 1982. Here's our featured artist of the week, Jerry Reed.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just watching old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go
a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound to down, load it up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run.
It was back in 63 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do, but I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised the day I come home and found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey, my attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was gonna do what's right, give her her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine, I got the share. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Now listen, you ain't heard nothing yet. Why, they give her the color television set, then they give her the house, the kids, and both of the cars. See? Well, then they start talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of the court. Didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake, cause it adds up to more than this cowboy makes. Besides, everything I ever had worth taking, they've already took. While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eating bologna, asking myself, why did you just learn how to cook? They give her the gold mine, they give me the share. They said they're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. Well, it all sounds mighty funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. It all down the middle, and then to give her the better half. Well, I guess it all sounds funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Hey, kid, I got the share. But I don't have to worry about toting a billfold anymore. I let my wife tote it. I'm gonna be carrying food stamps. You get it, Judge? I'm gonna be just.
That was our featured artist this week, the late, great Jerry Reed.
Coming up next, we have the Oak Ridge Boys, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring Branson's fifth founding show, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown.
It's going to be good. Stay with us for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for an amazing night of entertainment, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South. With tight harmonies and your favorite songs, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
No matter what the weather is outside, Splash Country Indoor Water Park provides hours of family fun. Float your cares away on the lazy river or plunge down the wild tube slides. Watch out for 1,000 gallons of falling water from the tipping bucket. Plan your Grand Country stay by calling 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
That was the Oak Ridge Boys and their 1977 hit, You're the One.
You sound like Grant Turner.
Hey, yeah.
This is Bob Mabe, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and with Jamie Hagee.
And he is the Jamie Hagee. Thank you there, Bob. It's time for Vinny's Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows in Branson. This week we honor the Bob Olink's Country Hoedown.
Mm-hmm. Bob Mabe opened Branson's fifth music show in 1976. Now, Bob was one of the original four Mabe brothers that opened Branson's very first show, the Ball Knobbers Jamboree, in 1959. In 1976, Bob sold his share of the Ball Knobbers and purchased land further west on Highway 76, out in the woods out there. He then built an 1,800-seat theater, which was the largest theater in the area at that time, and opened up as the Bob Olink's Country Hoedown in 1977.
Mm-hmm. Bob also brought a lot of nationally known country music stars to town.
Mm-hmm.
Names like Mel Tillis, Ronnie Millsap, a lot of them. Porter and Dolly, he brought them to town.
Yep.
He was inducted as a member of the Ozarks Music Hall of Fame in November 1984. His son Jeremy, who is Dr. Jeremy Mabe for Cox Medical right here in Branson, mm-hmm. paging Dr. Mabe, won the Ozark Mountain Association Young Entertainer of the Year Award that same year.
Bob Olink retired from Branson's show business in the fall of 1986 and sold the theater to the Texans. Clay Cooper's Theater now sits on that very location.
With our Vintage Branson moment this week, we picked a song, a bluegrass fiddle song for you. We're pretty sure this is Randy Newman. Mm-hmm. Sawing some hot fiddle on this. It's fast. Better listen fast. This song's recorded by the Bobolinks in 1984.
Here's the Bobolinks with the Black Mountain Rag.
Bob, you remember about 4 years ago, we started trying to teach Randy something on the guitar.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
Sent him
do.
Up to the Suppository of Music in Springfield.
Remember that, yes.
He got kicked out last week.
Oh, he did.
But he's learned something new, and we're going to turn him loose.
Turn him loose.
Randy Newman, how about that?
It was Branson's fifth founding show, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown, with our Vintage Branson moment this week, just talking while the song was playing.
Mm-hmm.
You called Bob Mabe at what age?
I was about 16 or 17.
Just looked his number up in the phone book.
Everybody was listed back then. Probably on a party line like we were, too. Called him up to see if he needed a fiddle player. He didn't at the time, as you just heard. He had Randy Newman. But he was nice to me.
It might have changed history there.
You could have, yeah. We're going to pay some bills here, but stay with us. Coming up next, we'll have a favorite show moment from Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark, and I might remember some random fact from my past, too.
Stay with us. We don't know what's next on Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike, and myself, along with this week's special guest star, one of our favorites, Carrie Garrison from the Bluegrass Remedy. All coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Green Country, and each week we'd like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country, USA. We've had a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we feature Grand Country's very own Miss Country Sunshine. You named her that.
Uh-huh.
Talking about Melody Hart.
That's right. And this is one of the my favorite songs that she does.
I agree.
This one right here. It's a 1993 Patti Loveless song. Our cut dates back to June 9th, 2017. Here's Miss Country Sunshine, Melody Hart, singing Mr. Man in the Moon. Husband Wayne.
Right? It's time for Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Well, you know, normally you're bright-eyed.
Yes.
Here, and there's some little blood vessels there, and I assume that's because it's been an incredible week of a lot of show business.
Oh, dude, it is, like, we talk about it a lot. Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. We still got this this time to get through and that time to get through. Well, it's spring break. So this is here, you know, there are still, you know, probably a couple dozen shows that haven't opened yet, but for the most part, everybody has opened or is opening this week. Last Friday, I went to see the Samson. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Really cool seeing the temple being brought down was excellent.
I haven't got to see yet, but I've heard great things from anybody that was there.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. And you know, the deal with those, Sight and Sound Productions is, the Bible stories are really only, you know, 10 or 12 sentences long. So they have to take a lot and sort of add to it. And, you know, Samson, it has some sort of some adult themes to it, you know, mm-hmm. especially Samson's trouble with the women.
Yeah.
And he's,
plus, like Jamie Hagee.
Well, yeah, you know, and much like Jamie Hagee, Samson does a lot of things that It's like you're screaming, don't, no, what? Stop, Samson, stop, don't do that. Yeah. And he just gets himself into trouble, so he's not a very likable character. But at the end of it, he's redeemed. Not that Jamie's not likable. I love you,
I think, Jamie. That's the way it is through the show. I mean, through the show, he's like, well, what's this clown doing?
Yes,
at the end of the show, he kind of redeems himself.
Exactly. He comes out, and he redeems himself at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yes, we love Jamie Hagee and Samson. And then let's see here. Friday night, Jamie, you have such beautiful handwriting, sir. Last night or Friday night, depending upon what night you're listening to the program, Clay Cooper opened up.
Yeah.
Went over and saw that. Whole lot of new stuff for Clay this year.
I understand
year.
He's got a new male trio.
He does.
Just doing some Rascal Flatts and those kind of songs.
Doing an Eagles tune and some stuff like that. Yeah, there's actually some changes to Clay's show this year. After 9 or 10 years, Ezra Noel is not in the show this year, and neither is Johnny Lone Star. So they've
been long-term.
A long time.
Yeah.
So what they did is Caden and Colton Cooper, Clay and Tina's boys, do a little bit more in the show. They brought in the male trio. They've actually added a new opener this year that is really not indicative of what you would expect from Clay. It's really cool.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Really cool.
Give it away.
Yeah, don't want to spoil anything. So, and then Saturday night, Raiding the Country Vault opened over at Starlight.
Yeah.
Now, the cool thing about Raiding the Country Vault is, you know, they do all these great hits, and they have a rotating cast of performers that have shared the stage and had their own hits and this and that and the other. Well, for the past 2 years, it's been headlined by Michael Peterson and Billy Yates. Mm-hmm. Well, Michael Peterson is not in the show this year. He recently put out a new album, or he'll either be out at the end of the month. He re-recorded a couple of his hits from the 90s and then recorded some covers, and apparently it's getting really good notices. He's out on the road. So Billy Yates is sort of taking that mantle by himself, but they brought in a couple new guys. One of them is a dude named Heath Wright.
Yep, Ricochet.
Lead singer of Ricochet. So if you've heard Eastern Heights, you've heard Daddy's Money. That's one of their standards. They love it. And Robbie just sings the fire out of it.
Yeah.
But the dude that sang that song is now in Raiding the Country Vault. And another cat named Eric Heatherly. His biggest hit was a cover of Flowers on the Wall.
Yes.
In the year 2000. Yeah. And, you know, he's got some really quality music, but between record companies and restructuring this and that, a lot of his stuff wasn't put out at the time it was recorded. So he put it out later, wrote some songs. So really cool, you know.
Plus, that is cool.
You know, Michelle Poe's back, Melody Hart's back. Just a great show over there. Also at Andy Williams Saturday night, Rick Thomas.
Okay.
Open up the Magic of Rick Thomas. Yep. Opens up. So that's cool. God, let's see. There's 5 or 6 other shows opening. Million Dollar Quartet opens Wednesday.
Okay.
So over at the Welk. Speaking of Wednesday, Silver Dollar City opens. Now, I haven't got an official press release in my hand as of our recording time, but everything that I've been led to believe is that when the park opens Wednesday, the Time Traveler $26 million world record-setting roller coaster will also be ready to open. I'm supposed to go out Tuesday for a media event. So next week, I'll be able to let you guys know all about the old Time Traveler.
I don't remember as much excitement for any attraction that's gone into Silver Dollar City as the hype and the excitement of this coaster.
Well, that place has been there for 58 years operating as Silver Dollar City.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In that time, there has been nothing that cost as much or was as big an undertaking as the Time Traveler. It's like there's nothing like it in the world. And that's crazy that we got it's right up the road, man, like 5 miles from here, just right over in Stone County.
Yeah, I'm going to get on it, but I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit nervous about it.
Nah, don't be nervous. The one thing that had me nervous was the whole spinning thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because for those of y'all that don't know, it goes upside down several times. There's a couple drops. It launches twice it goes from like 0 to 50 in like 3 seconds or something like that. And the whole time you're spinning in these cars, right?
Yeah.
So it's a controlled spin. It's not like the teacups where you can just get in and spin as fast. Because I would not be doing that. That's not good for anyone.
No.
But the controlled spin makes it to where every time you ride it, it's different.
Yeah, you're in a different spot.
Yeah, whether you're
looking forward.
Yeah, the first, second, third, or fourth car, you get a different experience every time you ride it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really cool Tuesday when we go out, because the first ride has always traditionally been done by members of the Hershen family.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see Sherry Hershen get on the ride, because it's awesome to see this beautiful little old lady move everybody out of the way so she can get in the front car that that
she's a jewel.
She's
and
awesome.
I was so proud. Just about a month ago, she friend requested me on Facebook.
Really?
And I'm just so honored.
That's awesome.
I mean,
dude.
I've always considered her a friend, but now she's my friend on the Facebook.
How about that? I'd just be happy if she knew who I was.
Oh, I bet she does. Everybody knows Josh, the Taney County Sheriff. But
yeah,
that's another episode. You can stay up with Josh multiple places.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, Branson Tri-Lakes News. Every Thursday, Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK. And we wrap it up with a bow on this fine program.
Get you some Visine and keep watching those shows.
Yes, sir.
When the morning sun streaks across my room, and I'm waking up from another dream of you. Yes, you know I'm on the road once again. It seems all that's left behind is a chain of broken dreams. But you know that I love you. You know that I love you. Oh, how I wish that love is all we'd need to live. What a life we'd have, 'cause I've got so much to give. But you know I feel so sad down inside my heart that the dollar signs should be keeping us apart. But you know that I love you. You know that I love you. Oh, how the only life I know. But you know that I love you. You know that I love you. Oh, I love you. But you know that I love you. You know that I love you. Oh, how I love you. But you know that I love you. You know that I love you. Oh, how I love you. But you know
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. My goodness, we hope you've enjoyed this hour of classic country music, and we appreciate you sitting in with us here tonight.
Been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And stay with us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance from this week's special guest star from the all-new Bluegrass Remedy Show at the Jim Stafford Theater and Clay Cooper's Country Express, vocalist Carrie Garrison. That's coming up all next on Branson Country USA.
Here with this week's gospel song is Grand Country's resident quartet, New South, with Camping in Canaan Land.
Been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.